In this new podcast series, I'll be talking everything mindfulness techniques. I'm going to be chatting with you about how, as a parent, you can implement mindfulness practices with your children, help to make your home life a little less stressful, and help ease some of that anxiety as a parent, and also help your children to ease anxiety and frustration and be able to manage behaviors and emotions and all those kinds of things and self-regulate. I'll also be talking about how educators can implement these tools and techniques into their services, into their classrooms, into their workshops, and also talking about mindfulness in the workplace, helping staff members to be able to find ways to focus, find ways to be more kind and caring to one another, and to be more mindful of their environment, to be more mindful of getting up from their chair and moving and all those kinds of things. So this new series is going to be amazing. I'm going to be sharing everything I know about mindfulness with you guys. I'll be also, sharing meditations with you and different techniques and tools that you yourself can use to help your life be less stressful, to help calm you, to help center you, to help you bring more balance into your daily life. As a parent, we often feel guilt around spending time for ourselves, doing things for ourselves, and engaging in self-care. And in this episode, I just want to talk about the importance of self-care. Welcome back to Your Inner Light podcast. So today we're going to be talking about self-care and how it really helps as a parent to be taking care of yourself. I know as a parent we get caught up in the fact that we have to look after everybody else, but the thing is, we're not going to show up as our best self unless we take care of ourselves. And sometimes we think, oh my gosh, I feel so selfish taking time away from the kids. I feel so selfish leaving my husband with the kids. But the thing is, you're actually being selfish by not taking care of yourself. So there's so many different ways that you can engage in self-care, and it does not have to be cost heaps of money. It doesn't have to be a day at the day spa. It can be something simple as going for a walk, taking time out to just read a chapter of your book. It could be surrounding yourself with things that really, really light you up. I myself love flowers, and I've been trying to get in the habit of buying myself either, a $5 bunch of Aldi flowers or, the ones from Woolies, getting them and getting a few bunches and putting them around my house, because as I walk past, it just brings me so much joy to look at the beautiful colors, and it just makes me really, really happy. So even doing something as simple as that, if you've got flowers in the garden, pick flowers, put them inside your house. If you love plants, buy some home, buy some inside greenery and add that to your home. There's so many different ways that you can engage in self-care, and it doesn't have to be a full day pampering session or, going on a girls' trip. Although, as I said, I was in one of my masterclasses last night, and I was just saying to the girls, although I do know a really good retreat facilitator, and there's great retreats for girls to get away to. Just a shameless plug there. Things like listening to music, like cranking up the music, dancing around the house, listening to a podcast, taking the time out to just go, I'm going to listen to this 10-minute podcast. I don't really want to be interrupted. When the kids are maybe having a snooze, instead of tidying up and doing all the things that you try to rush around and do when they're asleep, take some time for yourself. Go sit out in the sun. Go and have a cup of tea, you know, outside in the sun with a book and read. You could try mindful coloring if that's something that you would like to do. So many different ways that you can engage in self-care without, you know, having to do something major, without having to take too much time. I know as a parent, time is, you know, there isn't much of it. But what you need to do is start asking for help, start asking for support. Our partners don't know that we need it. Sometimes they just don't see that we really need some help. So you need to ask, you need to say, listen, and they might be the same. They might just say, hun, I really need to go visit the boys. I need to go have a beer at the pub. I need to go out in the shed. Same thing for them. I think we feel guilty asking for help, and we need to stop doing that. It is so good for your mental health to just take those pockets of time for yourself. Take those breaks. Get out away from the kids. Get out of the house. And even if that's just walking around the garden. So also engage in having fun. As a parent, yes, we have fun with the kids, but we seem to just have kid fun. It's really important to play, to engage in stuff that makes you happy. And as I said, like just put on music, jump around the lounge room. And you can do that with the kids, but you know, just something that put on a song you love, something that you really, really, you know, gets the juices flowing and just, you know, dance it out. There's so many ways that we need to take care of ourselves. So with nutrition, so trying to eat a healthy meal at least twice a day, trying to get in your water, trying to move your body. Those kinds of things are, you know, great for the health, but they're also self-care techniques. Looking after your body and your mind and your soul is the most important thing. Self-care is the most important thing to health, to living a healthy life. If you are flat chat every single day doing things for everybody else, you are going to be depleted, you are going to be worn out, you are going to be angry, you're going to be frustrated, you're going to be overwhelmed. So even taking those little, as I said, those little pockets of time during the day, you might even do it twice, but it's going to help you be a lot more sane. Just quite frankly, it's going to help you. The thing is, you're not showing up as your best self when you're agitated, when you're frustrated, when you're overwhelmed, when you're mad as hell. It's just not going to happen. So if you're taking these little pockets of time, you're taking the time to go for a walk around the block with the dog. You know, you're taking time to go and sit in the sun. You're taking time to go for a bike ride or do yoga or meditate. Sit down and write in your journal. You know, doing those kinds of things are really, really going to help you. And they don't cost anything. You know, deep breaths, taking deep breaths. I cannot even tell you how good this is for the soul, for the mind, for the body. Taking big, deep breaths right down into the gut and then breathing it all out, letting it all out, and imagining, just say you are feeling a little bit stressed, just breathing in. And as you breathe out, just imagine all that stress, all that anxiety releasing to the wind. So, you know, they are some tips that I have, you know, and there's lots of different ways that you can engage in self-care. So there's physical ways. So, you know, getting enough sleep, moving your body and moving it in a way you want to, not just going to the gym, slogging it out, especially if you hate that kind of thing, but just go for a nice gentle walk, walk around the yard, do a yoga class, put on a YouTube yoga and do it when the kids are sleeping, or even do it with the kids. But you know, self-care doesn't mean that you have to get away from the kids all the time. It just means that you have to do something that really makes you feel good and lights you up. So another physical thing would be eating healthy food, having breakfast, drinking water, those kinds of things, and resting when you need to rest. So there's emotionally, you can do, you know, stress management by breathing, getting out all your emotions onto paper by journaling, talking to a girlfriend. That goes into social as well, spending some time with your friends, you know, getting out and meeting other people, those kinds of things. Mother's group, I know sometimes they can be a little bit, but these days I'm pretty sure that they're so much better. But, you know, just going and spending some time with women or other like-minded people, people that light you up, spending time with people that fill up your cup rather than tear you down. So spending time with people that make you feel good about yourself, make you feel good when you're around them. So there's lots and lots of different ways to engage in self-care. I'm telling you, check out Pinterest. Pinterest is the bomb for everything. If you want to know anything, Pinterest. Seriously, you can type in anything and anything comes up. It's amazing. It's just as good as Google, but I think it's prettier. So have a beautiful day, and I really, really hope that you engage in some self-care today. And as I said, you don't have to overthink it. It doesn't have to be bigger than Ben-Hur. It can be the most smallest ways that you can engage in self-care, but you really, really need to do it for your mental health and to be the best parent, wife, mother, friend, anything that you can be, because when you're showing up for yourself, you are a much better person to show up for others. Have a beautiful day, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.